This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. More Vision and Optelec hosted a Children and Young People's Vision Zone exhibition in Plymouth last year. The project won the 2025 Visionary Community Pathways Award, sponsored by RNIB, and we're joined today by More Vision Executive Director Laura Hughes to learn more. Hi Laura, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, good to be here.
So can you give us some background into More Vision and the services you offer?
We are a local society for children and young people with sight loss, which is fairly unusual in the sight loss local society world. Most local societies work either with just adults or with adults and children. There's just a handful, probably four or five in the UK, of societies which work solely with children and young people. So we cover them from age 0 to 29, and we cover the whole of Devon and Cornwall.
And how did the Children and Young People's Vision Zone exhibition begin?
We've always been to various exhibitions for sight loss. And they tend to follow a fairly standard format, which is where you've got lots of suppliers of equipment and you have other kind of services and charities there, which are always quite useful. But they're never very relevant to children and young people from what we've seen. And also, they're nearly always on during a term time during the week, which means children and their families can't get to them. And I was having a chat to a really, really helpful lady called Sarah at Optelec. And Optelec already have a whole series of exhibitions called Vision Zone exhibitions, where they display their equipment and other people from the local area come along and show what services are available for people in their area. And I was chatting to Sarah at Optelec and I said, kind of jokingly, of course, it would be really good would be to have a children and young people's exhibition. And much to my surprise, she came back to me a couple of weeks later and said, yeah, we can do that. I was really surprised and really delighted. So we had our first Vision Zone for children and young people. And we held it in Plymouth, which is a fairly good place for us because it covers such a wide area and people could get into it fairly easily. And our idea was really to have one of these exhibitions that was much more focused towards children and young people and have all the services, both national and local, that would be relevant to them in one place at one time for them to come. So that was kind of what drove it, but it actually grew into something quite a lot more holistic than that.
Yeah, it sounds like a really exciting curated event for young people and a great opportunity to socialise. What were some of the major differences in planning this for children and young people compared to exhibitions for adults?
The way we made this exhibition different from the usual exhibitions that are offered for adults. Well, first of all, it was a school holiday, so it was on a weekday at half term. And that immediately meant that the children were all off school, which they were free to come along with their families. So that was the first thing that we did. And we also thought, you know, these are children, and whilst their parents particularly are going to be really interested in looking at all the various different providers and seeing what's available for their children locally and nationally, that children are children and there's only so much of that they want to do. So we covered the two really basics, which is play and food. And they're two fairly essential things if you're a little child, whether you're visually impaired or not. So we brought in a really good play provider and it was lovely because it was the Halloween week. It was just a day or two before Halloween. So as well as all the standard play equipment, she brought in lots of extra Halloween activities. There were loads of arts and crafts, both, you know, for the children, for their siblings who are fully sighted, but lots of tactile arts and crafts for the children with visual impairments. And just a huge, huge array of play activities for the children to do, which was great. We also brought in a team of volunteers, staff volunteers and trustees, and we provided half-hour slots of childcare for the children. The parents had to stay in the building, but it meant that they could sign their child up with a one-to-one helper for half an hour, and they could go off and have a really good talk and look around the stands as well. And we also provided refreshments. There was a really lovely sort of buffet lunch for everybody, which included the stall holders, but for the children it was a great opportunity just to be there together, to be with each other and to play and to eat. We also had six workshops during the day as well. Now, some of them the children were involved with and went to and could be involved with. Some of them are really more for the parents to listen to. And we made sure that the workshops were half an hour long, which fitted in with the childcare slots. So if a parent wanted to go and listen to a workshop that they didn't think the child might want to sit through for half an hour, they could just leave the child playing and being looked after while they went to the workshops.
And what feedback did you get from people who attended?
The feedback was so positive. People were saying that they were finding out things that they didn't know. And you know, we have a very comprehensive website. We advertise everything that's going on. We have a newsletter. We always tell people about other things that are going on. But families are really busy, and they're often very busy looking after children with visual impairments, some of whom have visual impairment and other needs as well, and other children. And actually, when you're in an environment like that, you can go and just talk to a provider and think, actually, I really would like to do this with my child. So, for instance, we had Victor there, who are visually impaired children, Taking Action, excellent national charity who provides activities sort of all over the UK. And some of our families signed up with them. So as well as accessing our activities locally, if they want to travel, they can also go to some of their activities as well. So the feedback was very much that they were finding out things that they haven't found out about before. And particularly the feedback about the childcare and the play area was tremendous. They said it wasn't like anything else they'd ever been to. So that was really good. As well as feedback from the families, we also received really amazing feedback from the exhibitors and the speakers. Very many of them said it was the best exhibition they'd been to. And we did a feedback survey, and the results were overwhelmingly positive. They felt it was a really good way to actually engage with families in a way they'd not been able to do before. So the feedback from exhibitors was positive. And we were also completely booked out, and I think we will be this year as well. We had more people wanting to exhibit than we had spaces to exhibit. So it was very popular, which was good.
And you won the Visionary Community Pathways Award, sponsored by RNIB this year. How did you feel when you won?
We knew we'd been nominated, and we knew we'd been shortlisted. And then it's on the evening of where there's a dinner at the conference. And I have to say, the Visionary Conference is absolutely brilliant. It's the one thing each year that I wouldn't miss. But you kind of have to wait till the end to hear who's won. And so you're sitting there the whole time, just a little bit sort of like, ooh, you know, and I'm looking at the other nominations, and they're all equally deserving, if I'm honest with you. So I was just sitting there, and when they read out that the category had been won by, I think they said something like an innovative exhibition. As soon as they said the words exhibition, I thought, oh, I think that's us. I was really touched. I never take anything for granted. And Visionary is such a great organisation that getting an award from them means a lot. I've had a few over the years, but it's not for a while. And it really does mean a lot, because you know that they've been decided on by, but not just by a panel of people who shortlist, but they've also been voted on by everyone in the sight loss sector who's involved with Visionary. So I went up and I got my award, and then they take me for a photo, and I had a little cry.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great moment. And after feedback and this award win, do you have any other exhibitions planned?
We do, actually. I felt so positive having won the award. And actually, I brought them all back. We're a very small team. I work full-time, and I've got 4 part-time staff. And of course, everyone was involved in this, absolutely everyone. All the staff pitched in, they were all there. So the first thing I did was I made sure that the awards had a week on everyone's table. So the certificate and the award spent a week on that person's table. And they were like, oh, why have you put the award on my table? And I said, well, because it's our award. It's everyone's award. So I made sure everyone got a share of the award. It's now up on one of our cabinets. I felt so delighted that I have already, and we're only talking about a month or two, I've already sought funding, and we've got a date in for next year to do another one. So we're going to have another exhibition next year. We're going to base this one close to Exeter, so it will kind of capture, whereas the Plymouth one captured people from Plymouth and South Devon and Cornwall, this one we're really looking more for kind of central Devon and Somerset and the sort of the coastal areas around there. It's going to be on the 29th of October 2026, just south of Exeter. People can contact More Vision if they want more information. Again, we're doing this as a Vision Zone exhibition with Optilec. And I think for us, the really good thing is that actually they manage such a lot of it for us. They do the booking, they invite the exhibitors, the speakers, we sort out the food and the play and all of those things, but they do a huge amount of the work, and we would not be able to do it without them. So I think I'd like to kind of share the award with Optilec, because they did a really good job.
Amazing. Well, what is the best place for people to stay updated with More Vision and hear more about the exhibition?
They can have a look at our website, which is www.morevision.org. More Vision is spelled M-O-O-R because we are on Dartmoor. And also, if you just search for More Vision, we're the only More Vision, so it's easy to find. And there's a contact form on the website.
Well, thank you so much, Laura Hughes from More Vision, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.